Still is far second place.
Well, of course, a lot of them tell me no, but I think that combination that we talked about in 1960 was a winning combination from the north and the south. And I, of course, I'm telling someone they do love so much, but I thought that someone like Conley, Shriver, younger fellas with some vitality and spirit and enthusiasm, there's a lot more of them, I suppose, that you didn't mention, but I like this new business, and I like the also the idea of bringing in fellas, whether you think it would mean anything in this, you know, they had Massachusetts and Texas, which I thought was a hell of a ticket, and you had Texas and Minnesota, and Minnesota and Texas, but...
Let me give you a thought. I haven't talked to a human about this but you. But I've been dealing with these city problems, and that is the big problem. You've got to have somebody that's got some understanding of it. You've got to have somebody that's got no axe to grind and got no scars. The vice president can't do much, but in his home state, he can keep down a lot of opposition because of the pride. Now, there are two states that are giving us trouble, New York and California. Both of them have big populations. We are worried about both of them. My judgment is, with Humphrey and with me and with you on Law and Order, that whatever we can get away from Wallace, we can get in the South. Wallace is going to carry four or five states, but we can hold the others on account of how we stand. But the one state we got to have is New York, and another state we got to have is California. Now, that's where our trouble's coming from on all this stuff at the convention last night. Now, why don't we take this rich, smart, able Italian, Aliotto, who's mayor of a big city, and who's young, and give some thought to that, because California couldn't go back on him, and that would shut Umra up right quick. In New York, it would take all these liberals, and the Italians dominate the damn thing. It ought to help you in Chicago. It wouldn't hurt us in Texas. It would help us. And it looks like to me that it would really give a bait to the cities, answer our civil rights problems, and he is not soft on them at all. And at the same time, give us a fresh new face that had no scars and would sack up New York and California. He's just smart as hell, Dick, and he's cooperative, and he's a team man. He plays on the team. He'll do what you want him to do. Now, the Italians have never had anybody, and we've been playing up to the Negros a lot. We've been playing up to the Mexicans a lot. And they got more damn votes in New York and California and Texas and Illinois, I imagine, some of these other groups, and they're more active. And he's a damn smart lawyer. He's fresh. He's in his 40s. He's the mayor of one of the principal cities. And he's the same age, for instance, as John Conley. He's young and fresh, but he hasn't been against Medicare, as John has, or he hasn't been against the civil rights. And I don't know how California delegation could raise much hell. I don't know how New York could with an Italian name. Sir? Well, you give me your, you.
I think what we lack in both places, we have no leadership. The hell, it was obvious to me last night on some of those votes. We have no leadership at all in New York. We have no leadership other than that. And all he does is lead for himself.
That's all he's trying to do. He's playing with the racehorse man and the gamblers. He's told me that. And he wants to boss California and be governor.
But he doesn't want to let anyone come along that has anything on the ball. He wants to push them down every time he something to love.
Well, now, it looks to me like, as a big city man, whether you were talking about Cleveland or Chicago or New York or San Francisco or Los Angeles or Houston, that or New Jersey, that they couldn't find much wrong with this new, fresh man. Now, what's your reaction?
Well, my reaction is, I think it's good. The only thing is that the fellow's only there as mayor for 7 months, but that shouldn't hurt him. He's still on the honeymoon stage. He hasn't taken on any decisions that would save him or hurt him. He is of a faction of people that you and I know are in pretty large numbers in California and in different central areas. They have a pretty large population, always exceeding what they really have, but we all know that all the nationalist issues with that is that we have twice the people in all these areas.
I would imagine that he would make friends with the Pope's people, and Humphrey's a big Protestant. Well, he will cut into the Kennedy folks, and he
bring that thing there, and then he was a pretty loyal fellow as far as the administration was concerned, and he carried it.
No, Dick, he's not for you or me either. He's for him. That's right. And he told me a lot of things that he said a lot of things that you wouldn't want me to repeat about you in Chicago. And
they all say things about me, you know that. I don't give a damn about them.
Well, I know it, but he's in Paris, and let's let him stay there. You just think. Does this boy have any appeal to you? Do you think that name would hurt us in other places?
No, I don't.
How many Italians do you have in Chicago?
Well, in the approximate area, we have probably about, I would say, 350,000 to 400,000 of Italians.
It looks like to me it would make California get in line and New York too, just like if.
Well, it'd be a great look at the new impetus, because they've never happened to them.
Well, I just sure think if you don't have any objection that I know a friend that's going to suggest him. I think that I just believe that he's got no scars, and I haven't looked at his record deep. I'll have to have another look at it, but.
We'd have to make sure that there isn't anything there that
yeah.
We'd have to be damn sure of that. Well, then let's take a look and let's do some thought. What is he going to do? Do you know on John Bailey?
He says he is.
He is?
Yeah.
Well, should he talk to John?
He sure as hell would. He wouldn't have if I was it, because he's just as loyal and dependable as he'd be. I'd put a good executive director in there and I'd run it.
Yeah. But he's, all the guys answered to me last night. He said, well, he surely should talk to you. You know, all the guy went to the so he'll know. And I said to John, sort of warming him up, I said, well, John, you know, every time this happens, fella comes in and brings his own chairman in with him. This is a natural up until 64, and I said, Johnson wanted you and kept with you because of your loyalty and everything else. But, well, he said, you know, all I'd want to do is be told, and I could guide myself accordingly. He said, it would want to be walked down, and then the last minute, I said, it won't happen that way.
No, you just
wouldn't.
Now, listen, Dick. If you and I just talk before we go overboard and suggest to anybody, we can take it from here and be helpful, and we ought to do it. Just let's have the same compact we've had for 4 years. But now, the reason I called you is I think this thing would go. I'm going to get Edgar Hoover to make a good check to be sure there's no problem there, and I'll be back in touch with you tonight or in the morning. But you ought to be thinking about, I think they'd put these peacenicks right in line. I don't think they could do anything about it. I think they'd do it in New Jersey, California, and New York, and they're damned important, all those places. Well, hell, we got a man, we got an Italian, and that answers all the civil rights problems, and the South won't get mad at that. They won't get mad at this boy. Hell, they got him in every city in Texas.
Yeah, you got him in Louisiana, you got him in Texas, you got him in a lot of those.
And they're all leaders.
Oh. Well, very good, and I'll be talking to you.
You think about it now.
I shall.
And talk to me before you talk to anybody else.
I shall.
And don't admit to anybody that you're always talking Jim Jones if they ask you.
No, I never, you know that.
Okay.
Well,
Goodbye. Goodbye.